got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Recess adjourned. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for waiting around. Jess, this is a very serious place where serious discussions are held weekly every Thursday.
Absolutely. And we have one caller to call through and be the judge, having their final say. It doesn't matter what your opinion is, yep. Tim. Doesn't matter what my opinion is. It's that caller's opinion.
And whatever it is, whether we're disagreeing on a personal thing, a political thing, something that's going on in the news, we clearly disagree. We're both very stubborn.
Yeah.
At a headlock, get someone else to decide who's right, takes out that tension between us. Best of friends.
This week, you are very much sided with my boyfriend, Akshay, which upsets me dearly because you are my friend. But we are talking about the kitchen because me and my partner, Akshay, have just moved in together and we're having a disagreement as to when the dishes need to be done. My boyfriend, Akshay, is saying that the dishes need to be done before we go to bed. Mm. The whole kitchen, in his words, needs to be reset before the next day. And I said to him, what's the difference? We do it before or after we sleep. I'm happy to wake up early in the morning and clean all those dishes. I'm not saying I'm not going to do the dishes.
Right.
I just don't mind letting them soak for a little while.
Have you seen that documentary where they let like a whole bunch of 10-year-olds live in a house unsupervised for a while? I imagine that's exactly what's going on in your house at the moment. You're a grot.
I'm not a grot.
I just think it's not that hard. Then it's not something you have to worry about tomorrow. If anything, like what I do when I cook, and this isn't sexy and cool, cleaning as you go.
Okay. Even if I clean as I go, there's still dishes all in the right. sink, mate.
Well, Lisa from Lara's given us a call. Your Honour, you are our judge this afternoon, so we appreciate that. Now, are you the cook in your household, Lisa?
I am the cook in my household.
Okay, so we wanted to see kind of, I guess, your resume to see how qualified you are for this position, okay?
Well, look, Jess, I'm going to have to side with Tim.
Oh, Lisa. This is devastating for my relationship.
I am exactly the same. I can't go to bed until it's pristine. And that's not only just including the kitchen. That's including the cushions and everything.
What am I, a living maid, Lisa? What's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. So my husband, he will always help me with my dish, like with the dishes after dinner. And he's one of those ones that will put the stuff that needs to go in the dishwasher, but then let the other stuff just dry, like air dry on the sink. And he'll be like, oh, we'll just leave it and we'll just air dry. Absolutely not.
Oh, so wait, you go in and you tea towel dry everything as well?
100%, absolutely.
Because
I want to walk in.
Next level.
Yeah, so I want to walk in the morning and everything's just pristine and I can just start my day on a good note, not walking in and going, oh my God.
Lisa, see, you know what you want. I like it. All comes back to it's just done for the next morning. Then, Jess, you can go and play Mario Kart and do whatever you want to do. Go to the gym. You can go for a walk.
I'm devastated by this information.
Well, Lisa, I'm going to hand you the gavel when it comes to cleaning up after yourself for the kitchen after dinner. Do you have to do it before bed or after bed?
Definitely before.
Thank you very much, Your Honour. Now that becomes law across Geelong and the Surf Coast, so a hefty sway coming down with that gavel, Lisa.
Okay, no one showed this part of the show to my boyfriend. No. Thank you.
Joke's on you. He still doesn't listen after all these years.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, I have a hypothetical situation for you.
Bring it on.
That could be a reality very soon. Humans could start having extra limbs within years thanks to human augmentation. There are a team of scientists working on the technology so you could add an extra thumb to your hand, wings to your back, or tentacle arms to the side of your body. And my question to you and to everyone listening right now on 52232955 is which would you choose? What's your first go-to extra limb that you would add on to your body?
I'm too tired for this shit.
Tim, this is a real possibility. already. Don't talk to me like that.
What do you mean?
There's a professor.
Wings don't work on people.
There's a professor of cognitive neuroscience at Cambridge University. Have you heard of it?
Cambridge, you say, my lord?
He said the brain's ability to change and control an extra limb is extraordinary. They're working with a technology for substitution like prosthetic limbs, and that's like pretty straightforward. But they're also saying that it has a full capacity to be like an add-on to like people who haven't lost limbs either.
Right, so this could just benefit people. So like, Jess, for example, I love you to death, but would you say, like, say if I throw you a ball,
yeah,
your coordination to catch the ball...
Not great.
Forgive me. I don't think four new arms and 30 thumbs are going to solve what's up here between your ears, Jess.
It'd be like an extra tentacle.
Can it form another
like
brain
bang somewhere
in that vapid space bang up above your eyebrows?
Think of that. Who's that bloke, the villain from Spider-Man? It's got the extra...
Dr. Octopus.
Yeah, that guy. That could be me in the future.
But they're robot tentacles.
Could be me, Tim.
Honestly. Okay. What I would accept...
Yeah.
If you were to get seven new legs, Jess, and you're rocking around with nine legs...
Why would I need seven?
Yeah, sorry. You're right. I've stepped over the line in this hypothetical. I've stepped over the line. Can I just... Sorry, if you're listening, I just said something before. I was a bit silly. I suggested that Jess had seven legs.
Can you take this seriously,
please? It was just before when you said tentacles and wings... When you lost me.
No, these doctors are saying, Tim, if you've ever wanted wings or a tail or even tentacles, theoretically that could be possible.
What I'm worried about is we have allowed time here for some kind of phone call to happen. What are we asking people to do?
I want to know, 52232955, which of these limbs would you ask for? Which of them are you going to get?
Have you lost it, mate?
I want two tentacles. That's what I want. I want my two arms and then two extras.
What for?
Just, you know, for grabbing things. I can be typing while I'm chatting to you. Just tapping away, having a conversation.
You would ignore me.
Sipping my coffee, having a type, swiping on TikTok. Amazing.
I dare you to call if you're listening. It's like, you know, when you go and visit your nan and she's just not a bit right anymore. Yes, sure, Jess. Yeah, all right. You want two tentacles?
I'm telling you, people have thought about this, Tim. You haven't even told me what you'd want. Don't say seven legs. I won't hear it again.
Set your legs in some concrete. Sit down for a long haul and strap in for this one, folks. This is a normal conversation. Let's have it again, Jess.
52232955. Yeah. Give us a call.
Yeah, I've tried to change my attitude after the last few moments. So go for it, bud. Trust ya.
What limb would you choose to add to your body? Because scientists at Cambridge University are working on this right now, Tim. Mm-hmm. They're working on the ability to add additional limbs, things like an extra thumb on your hand or extra tentacles to the side of your body.
Like a normal limb that we all have. Yeah. Adding that on. Loggy from The Breakfast Show on Tom Lee and Loggy has just texted me.
Oh, yeah?
She said, Total Recall, grow a third boob. So that's kind of where we're at.
What is that going to contribute to your day-to-day life log?
Oh, sorry, and 14 thumbs.
Okay, well, at least I could grab extra things, you know? Lloyd from Armstrong Creek has given us a call. Lloyd, what limbs would you be taking, mate?
Well, I'd like to give you the answer, but I'm going to give you all one guess first.
Lloyd, no. Bad boy. Lloyd, family show, keep it in your pants. Have you got a serious answer for us?
You're going too far here, my friend.
Okay, Lloyd, what is it?
Well, I'm a tradie, so have a think about it. What do you reckon I'd need? And I scream for it all the time. A lot of us tradies always need it.
More workers.
We always say we need it. More workers, which means we need more hands.
Yes, extra set
of
arms.
So therefore, I would request extra set arms.
How many arms would you like, Lloyd? Because remember, like, you're still controlling
them. Hey, Jess, good follow-up question
there. Yeah, thank you.
Look, I have an extra two arms, one for each side, but they'd be a bit longer than my original one, so that I could stretch out that a little bit further.
Well, that's why the tentacles would be a good option, Lloyd, because at least you could, like, reach them out, like, I imagine, kind of like Inspector Gadget kind of style.
I'm not sure you're aware 100%. Of how a tentacle operates, mate.
Well, they can operate however we want, Tim.
Right.
We're building them.
Oh,
we haven't got the limitations of the human body to think about.
Right, right. I keep forgetting
If Lloyd time. From Armstrong Creeks wants go-go gadget arms, he can have them.
Lloyd, it sounds like your 2IC on site would be absolutely... Your foreman would not be approving any of this. It sounds like an OHS nightmare. WorkSafe would be on your phone. They'd be on your site daily, and you know that.
Well, I am the foreman, so I
guess... Oh, no. Anyway. Yeah, Lloyd, I should have assumed you have that foreman vibe. So, Lloyd, we appreciate you getting involved in whatever this has been and will never be again.
You laugh at me now, but give it 10 years, Tim, and I come into the studio with my tentacles, and you're going to be jealous.
You think I'm going to be here in 10 years?
Drive all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
The donut dash that I've been training for, all thanks to Daniel's Donuts, it's really consumed me all week long.
Yes, in 24 hours from now, we will have our answer of how many donuts you have eaten in 9 minutes and 55 seconds.
Why am I doing it, Jess? Because I've never done an eating challenge, but how can people win and get rewarded by me shoving donuts in my face hole?
Very soon, we'll be taking some more guesses. The last guesses,
yeah,
I guess, Tim. For Tim's donut eating challenge, the donut dash, how many do you think he could eat in 9 minutes and 55 seconds. Person that gets closest to without going over will win a year's worth of donuts.
All right. So you've been helping me prep every week. You've taken on the role of my eating coach, which
yes.
I'm just so rapt about it. And I genuinely am grateful because I am a little bit nervous leading into tomorrow.
And I thought, you know what? What better way to get you prepared for this donut challenge than to look at others who have completed similar challenges?
Okay.
So some of the donut eating competitions, no one's ever completed a 9-minute 55 challenge, Tim.
I wonder why. But let's bracket it into 10, I imagine.
But the fastest time to eat 60 donuts in one sitting was 9 minutes 17 seconds. It was set by Jamie McDonald in Hartford, Connecticut in the US in 2012.
So 60 donuts in less time than what I've got.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe some people should be guessing a little
but
higher.
Are they big boys or are these like those little
this
cinnamon?
This was a glazed donut.
Oh my God,
so just 60 glazed donuts.
Okay.
A British speed eater achieved a Guinness World Record when she ate 10 jam-filled donuts in 3 minutes. Now, you have been looking at the jam-filled ones.
I'm leaning towards jam-filled, no sugar on, no, like, icing on top. I'm making a standard jam-o.
I watched a video of Leah do this, complete this Guinness World Record on the Guinness World Record YouTube page, and they're not allowed to lick their lips.
Mate, these lips will be licked harder than they've ever been licked before.
But if she was able to complete 10 in 3 minutes, I feel like... Realistically, you could do 10 in 10.
Really? Okay.
I'm trying to... Are you trying to build my confidence? If anything,
yeah.
I'm getting more scared.
Matt Stoney smashed 12 donuts in 34 seconds in 2017. He had a very similar technique to what Jay Webby was letting you know
yesterday. On
the choo-choo swallow. Choo-choo swallow.
Yeah, choo-choo drink, choo-choo drink.
So, look, I thought maybe just one last one. Jesse Freeman, he's an Australian. And on the morning show in Channel 7 in Sydney in 2018, he gained the Guinness World Record for the most jam donuts eaten in 1 minute. And he got six done in 1 minute. So realistically, if he could do six in a minute, you could do 60 in 10.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I guess because I've done some preparation, but essentially I'm raw dogging this.
Yeah.
I'm going in without really stretching. I've had a week's notice to try and figure this out. I am confident because at the end of the day I get to eat donuts for work, but I am very nervous.
If it makes you feel better, stomach ache will only last about 24 hours because donut is like a bread-like food. It should easily digest in the stomach and intestines. Will take a few hours to get through the stomach and a few hours to get through the small intestine, usually out within a day.
Saturday morning, watch out.
Yeah.
Coming to a public toilet near
and
you.
And on average, one medium-sized donut contains about 190 to 300 calories. So
I'm really just doubling and
this could be
not even doubling.
This could be your daily calorie intake.
This could be my cheat day for the entire year. All my cheat days on tomorrow. Great.
The recommended daily intake of donuts is no more than 1 to 2.
All right.
You're going against the grain, Tim. I believe in you.
Breaking records and health conventions.
This time tomorrow, we will find out exactly how many donuts Tim has shoved in his gob in 9 minutes, 55 seconds. But right now, you need to give us a call on 52232955. Tell us your guess.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. Tim's Donut Dash.
Stop.
What's the time? Daniel's Donuts time.
No, they're actually my donuts.
On K-Rock 955.
Timmy, feeling more or less confident now with this Donut Dash tomorrow?
I mean, I'm feeling as good as any athlete can be feeling given a week's notice sure. to compete in an event, but I do have a spanner to throw in the works. Now, we've just been speaking about it. I've changed the donut selection of what I'm going to be eating.
Oh, geez.
So,
okay.
I know I've been talking a long game about strawberry and how much I love strawberry donuts. Yeah. I think I need to go for standard jam stuffed original glaze.
Oh, okay. Or maybe eliminating the M&M / sprinkle risk.
I just feel like it's a kerfuffle I won't need.
Yep.
On game day.
Understood. Good to know.
Yep.
A lot of people are getting a bit disappointed because they can't get the number they want, Tim. Because only one name is allocated to each number when it comes to placing their bets on how many donuts you will eat in 9 minutes and 55 seconds. The person who gets closest to without going over will win a year's worth of donuts.
Today is the last day for guesses, and we're going to do that right now. Ross, the boss from St. Albans Park. Ross, what is your guess for the Donut Dash?
Well, I've only got a few guesses left, but Three.
Do you know what, Ross?
Mate, you might be closer to the pin. I'm not a pressure player.
Tim's got a very tiny tummy, so I'll be surprised if he gets over three, to be honest.
So, Ross, three is yours.
I hope you're sick then.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Ross. See, it's compliments like that that really get me in the right headspace. I believe Indiana from Cario. Indiana, what number are you putting forward for the Donut Dash tomorrow?
Four. Okay, so
another low bar.
another person that's very confident you are not going to do well.
Indiana, if I was, say, your favourite sports team and, obviously gamble responsibly, would you put money on it? Like, would you go, yeah, that's the horse I want to win?
Yeah.
All right.
Tim, she may not be putting money on it, but she's putting 365 donuts on it.
All right, fair enough. That's a good point. Moving on to Simon from Charlemont. Simon, how many donuts do you think I'm smashing down in Tim's Dash?
Well, I think that you'll actually perform pretty well, mate. So I'm going to say 12.
12?
You have more faith in me than the previous two callers.
A full box, Simon, you reckon he's going to get through?
Is there 12 in a box?
Yeah.
12. Look, mate, if I could eat 12, you can eat 12.
Right, fair enough.
Confidence.
But then again, if Usain Bolt said I can run 100 in 9.67 seconds, so can you. I'm not sure about that. Final caller for the person seeing how many donuts I can dash down my gullet. Lloyd, Armstrong Creek, what's the number?
I was going to keep it to the simple 9.55 minutes that you've got. So I was going to do 9.5 donuts for you, mate, but apparently that's not a number I'm allowed to have.
No, you've got to go whole numbers.
It has to be a whole number. And we've already got Andrew from Nor Lane with 9.
All right, I'm backing you, mate. 10.
10.
The big one.
Almost a full box, Tim.
10 out of 10, Lloyd. Well,
Lloyd wants you to leave 2 in the box.
Yeah, okay, Lloyd. I appreciate it. If I get to 10 and there's 2 left over, not only can you have the donuts, but by Daniel's donuts, you can also have the remaining 2. How does that sound?
Oh, mate, you're very caring and kind. You know what? I'm going to be over at the studio after this.
All right. I like it, Lloyd. Jess, that's it. That was the final person.
That's it.
For the Donut Dash.
We've got a few people with their names against numbers, Tim. And tomorrow, before the show, we're going to be heading out to Daniel's Donuts in Belmont and seeing just how many donuts you can shove in that gob of yours.
Yeah. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
I am bamboozled by what I want to talk about. It is something super interesting. It's super rare. And I think that it is a very brave conversation to have. In this specific situation, story online at the moment, a man and his partner, they are having a baby in 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman's gone on Reddit and she said, hey, my current husband, we're throwing around names. We don't know if it's going to be a boy or a girl. One of the names he's floated, if it's a girl, is Nancy. Nancy's a beautiful name, right?
Sure, okay.
Also happens to be the name of his deceased ex-partner.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about that one, Timmy. Do you know what the problem is, right? This is going to sound so insensitive. If Nancy was still alive, you would never name the baby after it.
Mm.
It's tricky. Like, my wife and I, we're expecting in late July.
Yeah.
And we're throwing the names around for boys and girls. Me and my partner both have exes.
Yeah.
And I've been floating around, like, for boy names. I was like, oh, what about this, this, and this? And she said, well, two of those are exes' names. And then you got to stop yourself before you say, well, what names can we use? And the, but the same on my side. If it was a girl, there's two or three names that I would go, oh, please don't.
Yeah.
Please don't do that.
I think it's weird. No, it's too weird.
Even though you can distance that name, there is no connection. Say if you just really like the name Samantha. You're like, Samantha is a great name.
Yeah.
I love it. Let's go for it.
Were they married?
Yes, they were married.
Okay. I still feel like it's weird. It's really weird.
Because obviously, potentially, he wants to honour his former partner. Obviously, very tragic circumstances. Very brave suggestion when flying names around.
I just feel like my ego couldn't handle that.
No?
Like, if I was dating a guy who had a previous partner that was now deceased, you're already living in the shadow.
In the shadow.
And then to, like, then you're going to be living in the child shadow as well.
What if she suggested it? And he was like,
Oh, it's weirder if she suggests it.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if there is a clean angle on this for either side. Because let's go, didn't pass away, like
okay,
you were saying.
Yep.
And it was just, oh, that relationship ended. But yeah. Before that, he met Nancy. He always liked the name Nancy, wanted to name his future child Nancy.
No, definitely not.
Then she came into his life. Oh, this wasn't the right relationship. New relationship. Hang on. Isn't that the name of your ex?
No.
Nah, this is weird.
Name your dog Nancy.
Jeez.
In that case. Sorry. You can't.
I was not expecting that as a situational outcome. Because obviously,
Do you think it's okay?
Oh, not at all. Like, but it's about having a conversation.
If your wife came to you and strongly suggested one of her exes as a name, you would say yes. She's like, this is the only name I want.
She's growing the thing.
Seriously.
I mean, at the end of the day, what have I done? One thing right. So
but
far.
Then every time you call that child's name, you're going to think about her ex.
Yeah, I don't want to put any tang into the, like, you know, Stephen. Like, it's not nice that way. So, yeah, I agree. We came back. We circled around. Weird. Not okay.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.